So I started watching Undercover Billionaire, and honestly, I had mixed feelings on it. I can understand the sentiment. I liked some of the light-heart moments in it, and I also think it can be obviously fake, disingenuous at times because, come on, you got a camera crew following you, and you don't have any money. You're trying to start this business at 55. You have to sign an NDA. You have to make sure that there are personal liabilities and media releases that these people sign. Like, there's a lot of things to where obviously it has to be disclosed that this is what this man is doing. But I still think there are some decent, so far, lessons in it. The first thing that really stood out was find your buyer first. And not necessarily a marketing, because today is Marketing Monday, but I see a lot of people going on lives and asking questions and looking at comments to get the information that they want to get from their end user, their end consumer, to find out what content to really create. You can do that with any kind of communication, honestly, not just comments or emails, but you can do that from conversations that you have with people on the phone or parents in person. And it reminds me of that same concept of find your buyer first. Like, figure out what somebody wants to hear, what they want to listen to, and then talk about that. Honestly, it's a challenge right now, not on the basketball training side. Like, I know what parents want to hear. I talk to them pretty often, and they're the customer, right? And the consumer, we know what they want to hear because you talk to trainees every day. You get to train them, and the ones who know how to communicate exactly what they want, it makes it that much better for you to make the content that needs to be made. But when it comes to basketball trainers, it is tough. It has been tough because most of the time, a lot of trainers want to just talk about training, right? And it's not a bad thing. They're trainers who are learning about business rather than businessmen or women who are trainers, right? And it's a weird dichotomy. It's an interesting mix, but that's one of the challenges we're facing right now when it comes to more engagement and growing the software. And I keep talking about the software. I need to get back to talking about the basketball training business. One thing that really has stuck out to me has been email marketing and making sure that email marketing is efficient in growing an email list. So helpful. I can see why, because at scale, if you have a 1% click through or 1% conversion on it, it's only more helpful when you get quality emails to make that 1% actually mean something even greater. So I've been thinking about how to get the email list, one, not just larger, but also send out more emails that are of a certain style, short, quick emails that get straight to the points, more graphics that have a higher open rate, so that's another way of selling, another way of getting engagement. But a lot of thoughts have been going through my mind. Today is Marketing Monday, trying Facebook Reels out so parents can see that, to see what the engagement looks like there, the viewership looks like there. I'm all over the place if you can't tell, right? Learning right now, and it's like this weird lull where there's AAU dominating the feeds. So we created an AAU documentary, or sorry, not a documentary, but a directory for parents to look at. I'm getting plenty of text messages, emails, questions about what AAU should we try out for. And my thought is, we need to actually play on this even more and have more details towards being a resource for people, because that's where I'm sure a lot of trainees can come from. So honestly, from the 800 people who looked at this directory so far, we've probably gotten only two or three clicks on it that are turning into customers, thankfully. Well, one out of three is going to turn into a customer. The other two still are up in the air, but we've got some kind of conversion on that. And the practice or the skill that I'm trying to learn is find the buyer first, find the person whose attention I want, and figure out what they want, and then provide it and be the hub, be the resource for that, and be very, very particular and specific towards meeting those needs and wants and desires. So that's something that was inspired by the Undercover Billionaire and finding the buyer first. So I hope you guys have a great rest of your week, and hopefully this concept helps you out, and I will talk to you all tomorrow.
Yo, hope that podcast gave you some value. If it did, please rate, review, and subscribe to this. It only makes the podcast better. I read every single one. And at the very least, go join our group. You'll see the link in the description of this episode, and I will catch you on the next one.